The Seven Words on the Cross by St. Robert Bellarmine. Book 2. Of the Last Four Words Spoken on the Cross. Chapter 1. The Literal Explanation of the Fourth Word. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? We have explained in the preceding part the three first words which were spoken by our Lord from the pulpit of the cross, about the sixth hour, soon after his crucifixion. In this part we will explain the remaining four words, which after the darkness and silence of 3 hours, this same Lord, from this same pulpit, proclaimed with a loud voice. But first it seems necessary briefly to explain what, and whence, and for what end, arose the darkness which intervened between the three first and the four last words. For thus does St. Matthew speak. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness over the whole earth, until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that this darkness arose from an eclipse of the sun is expressly told us by St. Luke. And the sun was darkened, he says. But here, three difficulties present themselves. In the first place, an eclipse of the sun takes place at new moon, when the moon is between the earth and the sun. And this could not be at the death of Christ, because the moon was not in conjunction with the sun, as it is when there is a new moon, but was opposite to the sun as at full moon, as the Passion occurred at the Pasch of the Jews, which according to St. Luke was on the 14th day of the lunar month. In the second place, even if the moon had been in conjunction with the sun at the time of the Passion, the darkness could not have lasted 3 hours, that is, from the sixth to the ninth hour, since an eclipse of the sun does not last long, particularly if it is a total eclipse, when the sun is so entirely hidden that its obscuration is called darkness. For as the moon moves quicker than the sun, according to its own proper motion, it consequently darkens the whole surface of the sun for a short time only. And, being constantly in motion, the sun, as the moon recedes, begins to give its light to the earth. Lastly, it can never happen that through the conjunction of the sun and moon, the whole earth should be left in darkness. For the moon is smaller than the sun, smaller even than the earth, and therefore, by its interposition, the moon cannot obscure the sun as to deprive the world of its light. And if anyone should maintain the opinion that the evangelists speak of the whole land of Palestine and not of the whole world absolutely, he is refuted by the testimony of St. Dionysius the Areopagite, who in his epistle to St. Polycarp declares that in the city of Heliopolis in Egypt, he himself saw this eclipse of the sun, and felt this horrid darkness. And Phlegon, a Greek historian and a Gentile, refers to this eclipse when he says, In the fourth year of the 202nd Olympiad, there took place a greater and more extraordinary eclipse than had ever happened before. For at the sixth hour, the light of day was changed into the darkness of night, so that the stars appeared in the heavens. This historian did not write in Judea, and he is quoted by Origen against Celsus, and Eusebius in his Chronicles for the 33rd year of Christ. Lucian the Martyr bears witness to the fact thus, Look into our annals, and you will find that in the time of Pilate the sun disappeared, and the day was invaded by darkness. Rufinus quotes these words of St. Lucian in the Ecclesiastical History of Eusebius, which he himself translated into Latin. Tertullian also, in his Apologeticon, and Paul Orosius, in his history, all in fact speak of the whole globe, and not of Judea only. Now, for the solution of the difficulties. What we said above, that an eclipse of the sun happens at new moon and not at full moon, is true when a natural eclipse takes place. But the eclipse at the death of Christ was extraordinary and unnatural, because it was the effect of him who made the sun and moon, the heaven and the earth. St. Dionysius, in the passage to which we have just referred, asserts that the moon at midday was seen by himself and Apollophanes to approach the sun by a rapid and unusual motion, and that the moon placed itself before the sun and remained in that position till the ninth hour, and in the same manner returned to its own place in the east. To the objection that an eclipse of the sun could not last 3 hours, so that throughout that time darkness should overspread the earth, we may reply that in a natural and ordinary eclipse this would be true. This eclipse, however, was not ruled by the laws of nature, but by the will of the Almighty Creator, who could as easily make the moon remain, as it were, stationary before the sun, moving neither quicker nor slower than the sun, as he could bring the moon in an extraordinary manner and with great velocity from its position in the east to the sun, and after 3 hours make it return to its proper place in the skies. Finally, an eclipse of the sun could not be perceived at the same moment in every part of the world, since the moon is smaller than the earth, and much smaller than the sun. This is most true if we regard the interposition of the moon alone. But what the moon could not of itself do, the creator of the sun and moon did, merely by not cooperating with the sun in illuminating the globe. Nor again can it be true, as some suppose, that this universal darkness was caused by the dense and dark clouds, as it is evident on the authority of the ancients that during this eclipse and darkness the stars shone in heaven, and dense clouds would obscure not only the sun, but also the moon and stars. Various are the reasons given why God desired this universal darkness during the Passion of Christ. There are two special ones. First, to show the very great blindness of the Jewish people, as St. Leo tells us in his 10th sermon on the Passion of our Lord. And this blindness of the Jews lasts till this moment, and will last, according to the prophecy of Isaiah. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a mist the people. Darkness, forsooth, the most dense shall cover the people of Israel, and a mist which is lighter and easily dissipated shall cover the Gentiles. The second reason, as St. Jerome teaches, was to show the enormity of the sin. Formerly, indeed, wicked men were wont to harass and persecute and kill the good. Now, impious men have dared to persecute and crucify God himself, who had assumed our human nature. Formerly, men disputed with one another. From disputes they came to oaths, from oaths to blood and slaughter. Now, servants and slaves have risen up against the king of men and angels, and with unheard-of audacity have nailed him to a cross. Therefore the whole world is filled with horror, and in order to show its detestation of such a crime, the sun has withdrawn its rays, and has covered the world with a terrible darkness. End of Part 1 of Chapter 1, Book 1.